It's time for our Tuesday morning conversation. As promised, Matt Mayer is here. He is an attorney with Weld Riley Attorneys. I would assume, and maybe I shouldn't assume this, but the main office, is it right to call the main office in Wausau, Matt?
Main office is actually in Eau Claire, Jeff.
Okay.
Our main group is in Eau Claire. We have 10 attorneys that work out of our Wausau office and then also work up in Tomahawk.
Yeah, here in Tomahawk. And we've been saying welcome to Tomahawk here these last few months. And boy, it's going to be pretty soon. You're going to say, well, we've been here almost a year now.
It's coming up very quickly. Yeah. I think this summer will be about a year since we opened it up. We've been over on Oneida Drive. It's been a very good experience for us. The people at Tomahawk have been very welcoming to us. We've got to meet a lot of nice people, get some new clients to help them with their problems. So we've really enjoyed the Tomahawk community.
Good, good, because I've enjoyed talking to you guys, and I've learned something every time, and so I've been down the road we're going to talk about here today, but many of us have, and there's a right way to go through it, there's a wrong way to go through it, and it all starts with getting some good advice from somebody who has also been down that road a few times. Weld Riley, you guys are a comprehensive family of lawyers.
That is correct.
We cover all kinds of stuff.
We have together over 30 attorneys, and we are having attorneys that work in most areas of the law. And as I've told you before, call us because we'll get you to the right person that can assist you with your issue.
Got it. The issue we're going to talk about this morning is family law. And divorce, child placement, all that kind of stuff, paternity. There's a lot of different parts of family law. But I think, Matt, the first part that we all recognize usually is, when things don't work out in a marriage situation, that's when it's time to hire somebody that really knows what they're doing, that can separate themselves from all the emotion. I see one of my notes here is that removing emotion is one of the most important things because, I don't know how anybody doesn't have emotions through this, so we need somebody with a clear head doing some thinking for us.
Obviously, it's a divorce. It's so intensely personal. And to try to take that out of the equation and make a good decision, a clear decision, is always difficult. And that's where the attorney really helps. And at Weld Riley, we really like to just have the opportunity to work with them. I mean, I know the Wausau group, which is myself, Evan Meyer, he works with us in divorce area. We're doing free consultations all the time just to talk about what a divorce is, what we can do to help, trying to point out those issues.
Let's talk about impact here first. We'll get into some details. This is usually a family situation. Sometimes there's kids involved, but it can be a touchy, touchy subject. And if you handle it correctly, everybody gets it through it to relatively unscathed. Handle it incorrectly, and the scars can last for a long time. So it's really important to get started right. So somebody said, okay, it's just not working out between us anymore. Matt, how can you help us?
Well, usually we begin with, the person will call us and say, you know, things aren't going well. I want a divorce, or I have this problem. And we discuss it, initially trying to get them to channel their anger away, because Wisconsin's a no-fault divorce state. So we don't get to talk about the reasons why a marriage failed. None of those issues come in at all. But we try to.
That's okay. You're a much in-demand man. That's okay.
What we're trying to do is talk to them, explain to what the issues are, and explain, listen, this is going to affect you and the rest of your life. It's going to have an impact on your children. Here's how this is going to play out. What can we do to help you get through this initial phase where there's anger, hurt? There's such an emotional gambit that we try to work with the client to explain, here's what we can do, here's how we can do it to help them make the best decisions going forward.
You know, one thing, when I saw the notes here for today, one thing I was curious about, when you're in law school, are there any, when it comes to studying this part of practicing law, when you're in law school, do they also give you some therapy lessons too? Because inevitably you're going to become a therapist in some way or another.
No. I mean, obviously it's been 30-some years since I was in law school, but I don't really believe we've ever gotten to that point where we spend a lot of time. You know, I've been practicing for 36 years. I've seen a lot of divorce cases. You've learned things. I always like to tell my client, I am not the counselor. Most people would not hire me to be their counselor in that sense.
Okay.
I will advise clients. I think that's an important part of it. How are you going to deal with that? Yeah. So we do try to work with that and try to point out those issues that are coming up and how they can address them.
So having somebody that's got a lot of experience, somebody that has been down this road before, somebody that's been in a courtroom doing this for a long time, I would assume that experience really comes in handy when it comes to this, especially if you just want a nice, clean departure, ending, however you want to call it.
The experience is that you just have the ability, one, to communicate with the judge. At Weld Riley, our attorneys, we do a lot of work in Lincoln County, Vilas County, Oneida County, Marathon County. We appear in front of the judges there. We get appointed by as guardian ad litems in those counties. So when you come in and talk to us, we could give you a rough idea of this is how the judge should be looking at this. This is a chance of what you're going to do just to assist in making those decisions.
I got to ask also, before we get to the rest of some of these notes here, I'm going to go off notes here. Generally speaking, or maybe there's no generalization whatsoever, each case is probably unique, but when a couple comes to you and says, okay, do we do this together? Do we each need our own side? How do you address that situation?
Normally what I'll say is we prefer to just to represent one side. It's
okay.
Very difficult to try to be the person in the middle.
Yeah.
And there is a new thing in the law. It is called Wisconsin Mediation Services. You might hear it advertised on their TV where some attorneys are offering mediation services. And that's just an effort to try to work with the parties to get things done. However, that doesn't address an individual's legal rights, what they can or can't do. Are they getting the big picture? So if the two people are hiring one attorney to act as the mediator, they have to understand they're not getting any legal advice as to what's in their best interest and what works.
Okay.
And that's always the concern, Jeff, how that goes.
Got it. Well, that's very well understood and very good to know. So, you may want to try to keep things as amicable as possible, but things could get worse if you don't do it the right way. And it sounds to me the right way is each side has their own representation.
You have to protect your rights, or at least understand what your rights are. And it gets complicated when you think about children. You think about how you're going to divide everything up. How is real estate going to be divided? Are there issues of certain things shouldn't be considered in a divorce? And to have your own attorney that can analyze those and explain to you is very important, because most people aren't going to know that.
I just told us that Wisconsin is a no-fault divorce state. Has that been around for a long time, or is that something relatively new? And what exactly does no-fault mean?
No-fault has been around as long as I've practiced, That's 36 years. It basically means we don't get to go to court and discuss the basics of why the marriage failed. I mean, you know, there's many reasons that go into
sure.
it. Some of them are more gossip orientated, but that's not going to be an issue that the court's going to allow us to discuss. We're going to go in and focus on the various issues that the judge has to address to resolve the marriage.
So looking at the facts alone and no hearsay, no he said, she said, it's all about the facts and what the law says according to those facts.
Correct.
Good. Emotional impact on a divorce. Now, that's going to happen. I don't think anybody can get through this thing without having some kind of an emotional impact on us. Sometimes it's good, but even with the good comes the bad. How do you deal with the emotional part of this?
Well, you have to listen, first of all. I mean, some clients are upset. They have, everybody comes in with a different story, different experiences. We need to listen to what they have to say and kind of address that. And then explain to them there's a point we have to set that aside. You're very angry with your spouse, and they've mm-hmm. hurt you and done this, but we can't hurt them back necessarily. This is what we can do. And some people don't want to hear that, but a lot of times you just need to explain that. And where it comes in from the attorney, somebody comes in and they want a certain result, or they think they need a certain result, and you'll listen to them, and then you need to explain, that's not going to happen. And they may or may not want that, but that's the attorney's job is not to be caught up in the emotion of the situation, but rather here's the law and how the facts will be applied to that law.
I would assume that's got to be one of your biggest challenges dealing with people in this situation is that personal thinking that, that we needed to do this, but now they just want to hurt me even more. They just want to hurt me. Getting past that has got to be one of the biggest challenges to keep people focused on their rights and what the law says according to those rights, because that's what it all boils down to.
That's always a difficult stage. How do you talk to the client, explain to them what's going on? People are hurt, they're angry, and... You know, and it goes both ways. I get some people that are very angry. I get some people that are coming in that they just want out. They're just checking out, and they don't even care. Just get me out.
Yeah.
And for them, you have to kind of talk to them and say, wait a second, you're giving up. Do you understand what you're giving up? And sometimes they don't care about that. And our job is to get to understand the client, know how they work, and then assist them to make those decisions.
Giving up's never the right way. Listen to the person that you're paying and that knows what they're doing. Giving up is never a good way to go. Been down that road before. Let's talk about kids now. That's the other most difficult part. All that other stuff, it's just stuff. It's property. All that stuff can be replaced. That doesn't have any feelings. And, yeah, we can be connected to it, but it's just stuff. But what about the kids? So how do you deal with the kids in this situation?
Kids are just, they're, I don't know what you want, how you want to explain it. They're caught up in it, and they're going to suffer losses. And how can you minimize that? You get parents that are angry, and, you know, the law in Wisconsin says that the judges are to maximize the placement or time that each parent spends with their child. And sometimes we don't want that. One parent wants to, you know, for what they may think is a very good reason, say their spouse shouldn't have any time with the children, or vice versa. And how do we address that and explain that in going through that? I'm always cautious when people want to fight about custody and placement of their children. I like to tell them, if you want to know what's expensive legal services, you are about to engage in the most expensive legal fights you can if we're going to go all the way to the decision for the judge to decide. And my last comment always, as smart as judges are, do you really want a judge who's never seen your kids or never interacted with your kids making decisions about what's best for your kids?
Yeah. So the best thing to do is kind of work that out, understand that the situation, it is what it is, as the kids like to say. It is what it is, so just try to make the best situation and think of the kids first.
The law always talks about the best interests of the children.
Yeah.
And in its best sense, family law really says if we can take the emotions away, going back to that phrase, and let the parents just think what's for the best interest of their kids, they should come to that conclusion. A lot of people do. And some people don't, and you know, and those fights are just horrible. I mean, the impact to the children is going to be, it can be significant depending on how the parents react.
Yeah, and I think that one of the biggest mistakes that parents can make is when they talk to their kids on the side and say, well, who would you rather be with? I think that's got to be the worst way to go about this, and I speak from experience on that one as well. Don't put the ball in the kids' court. But there might be a time when it might be appropriate for the kids to start making some decisions if they're a little bit older, of course. But how do you handle that?
Well, it's always difficult with kids to try to figure out when does the child get the say. A lot of times when you get to a custody dispute, they'll appoint a third attorney to come into the case, not only the party's attorney, but what's guardian ad litem, whose job is to represent the best interest of the child. And their job is to search for the facts and talk to the kids and talk to references and check with the school and try to assist in providing information about what's in the best interest of the children. As they get older, you always speak to the children. And how much weight you're going to give to them really depends what's being said, what the accusations are. I mean, I've had older kids, older teens, 15s, that, you know, maybe the parents are buying them gifts or doing something to influence that decision.
Yeah.
On the other hand, I've talked to 4- and 5-year-olds that are very honest about what they want. And, you know, and they just really want to spend time with both of their parents. And that's usually a universal thing I see. In a lot of instances, the kids just really love both of their parents and would really like the problem to go away. But if not, they just want to have a relationship with both of them.
Here's where you can bring some. I know that you depend on tools to do your job, and that's where your law firm comes in to provide you with some of the tools necessary. So what are some of the tools that you're given to make sure when you're dealing with these kids that the kids are handled properly and the right decisions are being made? What kind of tools do you have to make sure that happens?
We have to. If you serve as a guardian ad litem in Wisconsin, you're required to go to training every year. You have to put at least 8 hours or 10 hours of training in different domestic issues that come up, how to talk to kids, how to interview kids, how to do an investigation. They'll talk about the impacts that abuse can have or all that. So every year you're doing that and gathering that. There's a number of different, in addition to being a guardian ad litem surveys, then attorneys can go to seminars, and you kind of are addressing that and talking to the different, getting information about different things that are coming up and how to address that.
Matt Mayer is my guest here this morning for our Tuesday conversation. Matt is with Well Riley Attorneys. Their main office in Eau Claire. Their satellite offices, Wausau, around here and here in Tomahawk as well. They're kind of new, almost a year they've been here already. We're talking family law this morning with Matt, and The cost of a divorce. Let's face it, for a lot of folks, it all comes down to the money. So how do you get around the, what's the money part of a divorce situation, Matt?
Well, it's expensive.
Yeah.
I mean, attorneys don't, we only get to have our time to sell. So you have to do that. How much you want to fight or how much you don't want to fight or how much you want us to go on different errands is going to affect it. As I mentioned, a child custody case hearing is going to be much more expensive. It's going to be much more intense. You could spend $15,000, $20,000, $30,000 to get through a whole custody dispute. By the time you have pay for your attorney, if there's a guardian ad litem appointed, the court's going to order that be paid for by the parties. In certain cases, there has to be psychological evaluations done or family studies. So those expenses can run up very quickly.
Hmm.
You know, at Weld Riley, we set a retainer. We typically do that. There's a payment, and we bill against that on an hourly basis. We like to work with our clients. Once we're involved, we like to stay and work with them and try to get them to a conclusion.
The other thing, speaking of conclusions, what does it take to get to that conclusion when it's all done and said, everybody goes their separate ways, every decision's been made? What are we talking about a length of time here from the time somebody approaches you and said, yes, this is what we need to do, so let's get it going?
Well, from the moment you file your divorce, under the law, there's a 120-day waiting period. So nobody could be divorced in that first 120 days.
Okay.
If you could come to an agreement, you could be done and divorced in 160 days if everything's very simple.
That's after the original 120,
or no, that's part of it.
Okay,
no,
got it.
From the date you file, if you could come to an agreement, you could be divorced in anywhere from 120 to 150 days.
Okay.
If you have to go to a dispute, it's typically going to take you probably 5 to 6 months to get done. The more issues that are in dispute, the more time you need of the court, the longer out it goes in the court's calendar.
So as far as the 120-day waiting time, what was the reason and rationale behind doing that? I would assume it's like a cooling-off period. Maybe you can work things out in that time.
Jeff, as I've mentioned a couple times, again, I've been doing this for 36 years. That has been a rule since for 36 years, and I do not understand what it serves. I think initially there was an issue. There used to be a counseling requirement that before you could be divorced, you had to go through counseling. That was eliminated, but the 120 days has stayed in effect. And I know there's been conversations about removing that, but so far that hasn't happened. So you know you're going to have 120 days the moment you file.
But again, custody issues take a little bit longer. So generally speaking, 4 months to a year. So if we want to really boil it down.
If it's a custody case, it could take almost a year and a half by the time you get all the investigation and studies done.
Now, here's my final note number here is number 6, the common sense approach. This is what I'm going to really, really attach to and really wrap my head around, because I like to think of myself as a common sense kind of guy. So explain the common sense approach that you use at Weld Riley.
We like to evaluate the case, talk to our client, get the facts, and give them their options, what we can or can't do, and lay that out for you. Ultimately, it's not the Weld Riley decision. It's the client's decision. And every client is going to have a different decision or what values or expectation. With divorce, unfortunately, a lot of people are divorced, so everybody's going to talk to friends or family, tell them this is how the divorce is going to go. No two cases are alike. You have to be careful about listening to what other people tell you. Our job is to give you the advice, tell you what we can do, what we think the likelihood of success is in front of the judge, and then let that decision be made by the client to pick and choose what they want to do.
And so many parts of life, Matt, life is about relationships. And so how would you counsel someone to choose the proper a divorce attorney? Because it's all about relationships. Do we need to get along the same way we would need to get along with a realtor or a handyman or something like that? How much does the personal relationship matter in a divorce situation like this between the attorney and the client?
I don't know if it has to be an issue of mutual respect. You have to respect what the client is saying. The attorney said, and the attorney has to listen to what the client is saying and make sure you understand that, and then work. And that can sometimes cause some strife. So I would advise anybody that's talking to an attorney, make sure you feel comfortable talking to that attorney, and you feel like you can rely on their advice. We've all had that person that you've talked to where you're kind of get done. You're like, I wouldn't believe anything they have to say. That would not be a good relationship to have.
Yeah. So choose carefully. Do your homework first and ask questions. Find out what has worked for other people. But I would also assume folks around here should call the folks at Weld Riley. And I can tell you this, Matt, talking to you and the other attorneys so far, attorneys have always kind of intimidated me. And you guys are the least intimidating guys. I mean, you just I like this common sense approach. You're very approachable. You're easy to talk to. You don't make me feel dumb if I ask you a question. I really appreciate that, and I think that is going to do well, and people will also appreciate that as well.
You know, I can tell you the attorneys that I work with, myself, Evan Meyer, you know, give us a call. We're not going to charge you for that. We will talk to you. I talk to people. I do free consultations. I talk to them. Last thing I usually say is, you're going to forget something. You're going to have call me back. Let's just talk about it. And then, you know, you could choose whoever you want. I'd be honored to represent you. But if you don't want to go that way, but give me a call. And I'd urge anybody, give us a call. Hear what we have to say. Some people will like it. Some people won't. But call us. You know, we're here. We're in Tomahawk on a regular basis. We're in Wausau. We can meet with you or talk to you on the phone on a regular basis. A lot of attorneys now are saying they're so busy. We are always taking clients and always willing to help.
You're right off of North 4th on Oneida here as you approach town from the north side on North 4th. And what's the best phone number to get a hold of you locally here in Tomahawk?
715-224-3411. And that connects right into all of our offices. And you will get a person on the line that will be able to assist you. And usually we can get an attorney to call you back usually the same day to discuss what the issues are and explain what's happening.
Sometimes the most important decisions in life are who we are going to spend the rest of our life with, and if that doesn't work out, who are going to help to get us out of that situation. So choose wisely. Weld Riley, doing business the common sense way. You want a good stable of lawyers, these are the guys. And I say, call them, start a conversation, and you'll probably find the same things I found. Good guys at Weld Riley here in Tomahawk, also Wausau. And Wausau's the next closest one around here, right?
Correct.
And then Eau Claire's the main office. Well, as always, Matt, good to talk to you here this morning. I learned something. I hope other people learned something. If you find yourself in a situation where you need a divorce lawyer, call the guys over at Weld Riley here in Tomahawk, 224-3411. Matt, thanks. Have a good day, and I hope you get to enjoy some sunshine today, too.
Thanks, Jeff. Have a great day.